Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Is 513-563-1480, and I want to thank everyone for listening in. And to kind of start off my show today, you know, as many of you know that live in the city of Cincinnati or in Hamilton County, we've got an election coming up, and it's going to be probably one of the most important elections that we've had as a city in a long time. But before we get to that, I also want to mention that, you know, as many of you also know, that the SNAP benefits, the money has run out, and I taken it upon myself to start a food drive through my real estate office. So if you would like to donate or would like to help in any way, shape, or form, please reach out to me via social media. Call me here at the station. My producer, Dan, can take your information. Also, you can call me directly, 513-227-4284. I'm taking collections up through next Friday so we can deliver them to IPM Food Pantry in Batavia. So please help in that regard if you can. And to kind of start my show this morning, I want to talk a little bit about the Golden Rule. And we should all know what the Golden Rule is. And that is, you treat people how you want to be treated. And we have seen in the city of Cincinnati and in the Cincinnati Police Department over the last couple of weeks or months, what's been happening. The Golden Rule has not been observed. And this morning I have two very special guests with me, Russell and Rick Neville, who are the brothers of Police Chief Teresa Thiege. And I would like to welcome both of you to my show this morning. Thank you, gentlemen, both for being here.
Thank you for having us. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, gentlemen. You know, as you may or may not know, this is a family that has dedicated their life to public service and through the Cincinnati Police Department. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of you watch social media or watch the news and you get your opinions about what may or may not be happening. I just wanted Russ and Rick to come on my show this morning and talk a little bit about what's been happening with their sister, how she's being treated very wrongfully and unfairly by this city and this what you want to call leadership, which it really isn't. So, Russ, you know, tell us what's happening with Terry.
Well, realizing that you have Chris coming on and then shortly, or Corey and then Chris, I'll try to keep this brief, cover Terry. What's going on is she's just being treated inhumanely. I've said it on other programs. I'll continue to say it. And those manipulating this and orchestrating this should be ashamed of themselves. So covering Terry's career, she's 35-year veteran of the Cincinnati Police Department. She's earned every rank she's received. She's earned every assignment she's had. She's dedicated herself to that. She's an extremely successful mother and grandmother.
Yep.
And dedicates her time there. Terry is very similar to everybody else in this city. Hardworking, dedicated, committed. I shouldn't say everybody else. Let me back that up. Terry is very much like the majority of this city.
Yeah.
Dedicated, hardworking, earned everything she's got, and she appreciates it. There are those in this city that don't respect that and are showing that by the way they've been treating her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this really comes down to dignity, respect, and as you said, leadership and
yep.
treating somebody the way you would want to be treated. You know, Sean, you know, we have 80-plus family members, over 50 of them or so, 40 or so, are at voting age, Democrats, independents, Republicans. And within that group, we have voted different, we think different, we do things differently, but we all agree 100% that this isn't the way to treat anybody. And the way to impact that in the short term is through the vote. It's to get out and vote. It's to get the early vote and on voting day, vote. New leadership. Vote new leadership. And new leadership, an example of it is Chris Smitherman. You're going to have him on here shortly. New leadership is
yes,
Corey Bowman.
Yep.
You're going to have him on here shortly. You know, the politics of this is it's weak. Regardless of how what party you may be affiliated with or regardless of how you voted in the past, please, please, please consider coming out of your comfort zone. in light of the new information that I'm sure Corey and Chris will cover.
Oh, yeah.
It even justifies coming out of your comfort zone even more so. You know, Rick and I talk about this along with others. You know, if you're gonna set aside your morals for politics, such as what the mayor has done and what the city manager and what the council members are doing, okay, that's a real indicator as to what a poor, pathetic, weak, cowardly leader somebody is, and I'm directing that at the mayor. You know, we'd love to see people get out on the early voting. Your early vote, 8 to 4 today, mm-hmm. 1 to 5 tomorrow. If you haven't voted in the last 5 or 10 years, but you're registered, please check the website. Go to votehamiltoncounty.gov and see if we can get that done.
Well, and absolutely. And, you know, that's something that we've heard about in the news recently is that, you know, they're not expecting a huge turnout. And, you know, let me put it this way. If you want the city to be going in the same direction that it's going, then, you know, yeah, sit at home on your hands and don't do anything. But if you want change and you want true leadership, and true leadership to me is being accountable, being responsible. If you make a decision, you own up to it if it's good and you own up to it if it's bad. You pull people with you. You raise them up. You are guiding people in the right direction. You are not pushing them down. And you are taking responsibility and accountability for everything that you do. And right now, the gentleman that I know can do that for this city is with us today, this morning. He is running for mayor of the city of Cincinnati. His name is Corey Bowman. And Corey, are you on with us this morning? Corey, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning, Corey. So, sorry, technology is great when it works, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on this morning and talk to some of my listeners. You know, you've heard Captain Neville here and Rick Neville talking about their sister and something we've talked about, you know, with leadership. You know, when I met you last Monday at a great event over in Hyde Park, and your words just kind of went right through me, man, because, you know, I believe what you want to do for this city is far and beyond what's going on right now. And if you could just tell my listeners a little bit about why you're running and what are some of the things that you can do to help fix this city.
Yeah, well, first off, thank you so much for having us on. As I'm speaking right now, I'm actually at St. Vincent de Paul in the West End. We're volunteering at the food pantry here before we go out door knocking and dropping literature for the campaign. And this is something that has been a part of our heart, you know, for at least since the last 5 years since we've been pastoring, but really my whole life, you know, growing up in Cincinnati. We just want to help people and make the biggest impact we can. Initially, that was through ministry, through our church. Mm-hmm. Then we started a business and a coffee shop in the West End area as well to be able to revitalize the area. And then through the course of those years, I just saw a bunch of policies in Cincinnati that I was not agreeing with. I really felt like it was holding people back, holding businesses back, and other people that would like jobs and opportunities to succeed. So I initially thought I would just get behind the candidate for mayor of Cincinnati. But when I found out there wasn't really anybody running, I decided after a lot of prayer that I was to put my name on the ballot. And we've seen so much momentum. And for us, we're coming to the final days before the election. But for us, this is a continuation of our life's work of impacting people in a city that we love.
Well, and absolutely. And, you know, I was born and raised here in Cincinnati. I love this city as much as you do. You probably love it more than I do because, you know, you're going to be taking on a responsibility that it would be hard for me to even fathom. You know, one of the and if you could speak to this real quick, I've got I pulled from your website, Corey. We were talking about lower regulation and taxes and lowering or even eliminating property taxes, which weigh heavily on homeowners alongside broader tax reductions and a simplified common sense tax code. What kinds of initiatives are in your thoughts to be able to accomplish some of that?
Yeah, well, we see a lot of initiatives in the city for certain businesses or for certain organizations, but in the reality of it is that it's not helping a lot of people overall. We need to have the right incentives when it comes to specifically developers and you know, construction companies that want to revitalize the historic properties in our neighborhoods. a lot of times these developers, you know, that, and these businesses that want to occupy these areas, they can only do one or two properties at a time. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing is that these bids are going toward larger corporations, larger developers, and a lot of people that are connected to City Hall, instead of just allowing every person that wants to start a business or wants to develop in Cincinnati to thrive. Now, when it comes to the property tax, when it comes to a lot of things that you see from the tax perspective, a lot of it's done from the county and the state. But I believe that a city should be able to have a good relationship with the county, with the state, and even with the federal to be able to push agendas that help the city in place. We're seeing a lot of rise in property taxes, mm-hmm. Specifically in the neighborhood that I own a home in College Hill. There's many senior citizens that are on a fixed income, and then they get jumped up with a $500 extra bill a month for their taxes, and a lot of them are on the verge of losing their homes. So even if the city can't really do anything from the litigation standpoint of that or legislation standpoint, they can make the voices heard to be able to make sure that our county and our state representatives are going in the right direction.
Well, and I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, you know, property taxes are kind of a key topic for me as a real estate agent, you know, talking with clients and talking with, you know, potential home buyers and home sellers. You know, I ran into a situation earlier this year where, you know, a single mother, two young kids had to sell her house in Amelia because they just couldn't afford it anymore. And those types of situations break my heart. And granted, I know a lot of this is, state driven. And I mean, we definitely need to put some pressure on the state and even on the federal level to do something about this, including in my, something that, I've talked about is, the homestead exemptions that go to, you mentioned senior citizens. And, I'm wondering if there is a possibility of eliminating the income restriction to get that. Is that something that you've heard, or is that something that might be a possibility?
I'm so sorry. There's a pantry worker that I was trying to get my. Can you repeat the last part of the question?
Oh, yeah. It was about the homestead exemption for property tax.
Yeah. So what I'm seeing with the city is that we're incentivizing people to rent and be in high density housing. But when you're a property owner, when you're a homeowner, there's not really a lot of incentives there. And actually, a lot of times you get treated as a bad guy because, for a lot of the city owned properties, they're not necessarily maintenance the way they should. But if a homeowner has grass that's maybe, 2 inches above, they get slapped with a fine. And so there's a lot of times where homeowners have felt like, hey, it's not really incentivized to be able to own a property in the city and to be able to own a home in the city. I think that we need to change things like that to be able to encourage people to step into home ownership instead of just enforcing high density rental properties.
You know what? And I think, and that makes a great point. So, hey, Corey, we got to take a quick break. If you could hang on for another quick segment, that would be great. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, Where the Music Is, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
When it comes to assisted living, there's no better choice than Chesterwood Senior Living. With their top-of-the-line support and comprehensive approach to healthcare, residents receive the attention they need in a comfortable and compassionate environment. There are plenty of opportunities for interaction and engaging activities to help you feel like part of a community while still maintaining freedom and independence. Stroll down Main Street at Chesterwood Senior Living in Westchester. It's where you can meet friends at the coffee shop, treat the family to a couple of scoops at the ice cream parlor, or duck into a theater for a movie. The decision to move into an assisted living community shouldn't be taken lightly. Understanding all factors involved before making a decision can ensure that you make the best choice. Call Jane at Chesterwood Senior Living a CareSpring community today. Call 513-326-4000 today. That's 513-326-4000.
Has your neighborhood pharmacy recently closed? I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs. If you live in Northern Kentucky and your pharmacy has recently closed, Save Discount Drugs is your answer. Family owned and operated since 1981, Save Discount Drugs offers fast, friendly service, everyday low prices, and free delivery to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Don't get stuck standing in line at the big guys. Let us bring your prescriptions to you. Call us at 859-431-2857, and our friendly staff will be happy to help you transfer your prescriptions to Save Discount Drugs today. That's 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or savediscountdrugs.com.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. And we are on 1480 AM, 99.5 and 107.9 FM, and also streaming on iHeart. Again, if you would like to participate with the show today and talk with my guests, my number is 513-563-1480. And we're continuing with our conversation with soon-to-be, and I'm going to speak it into existence right now, soon-to-be mayor of Cincinnati, Mr. Corey Borman. Corey, how are things going over there in the west? Over there on the West End. Corey, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. As I say, I just spoke it into existence, my friend. I've already projected you to be the next mayor of Cincinnati. So how are how are things? How are things going at the St. Vincent de Paul this morning?
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. The music's a little bit loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. There we go. Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. So one of the things that people have been in the city of Cincinnati have been talking about and or complaining about is infrastructure. So like road conditions. You know, we have the battle, as you want to call it, every year around February, March, when the snow goes away and the roads start to clear up of the wonderful potholes. But I think one of the biggest issues that came up this year in wintertime was the plowing of streets. And, you know, as we all know that live in Cincinnati, Cincinnati is, you know, the home of Seven Hills, and you've got Mount Adams and Mount Washington and lots of other mounts. But, you know, we saw how ineffective that was done this year. And I know that's something that you have spoken to. So to my listeners, what are we going to do, or what can you do to help improve that service so that people can get to work in the morning during the winter months?
Yeah, well, this is something that actually hits me pretty close to home, because our business in the West End last year had a week where customers couldn't come into our shop because of snowplow removal.
Oh, my gosh.
I was thinking the Lord for rent residential that we're able to walk in to give us at least some type of business. But for any business, you know, that could be detrimental to, you know, the winter months of business. So for me, there was a time period, you know, where I studied ministry in Tampa, Florida, and Governor DeSantis and everybody around there, when it came to hurricane season, they had fields lined up of electrical trucks and dump trucks and any type of basically help vehicles that would be needed to preemptively plan for any type of worst case scenario. We're not seeing that in our city right now. You know, they just had a press conference where they touted a bunch of new technology when it came to GPS and apps and everything. You know, and you can have different types of technology and programs in place, but ultimately What it comes down to is, are you proactively thinking about the worst-case scenarios to be ready to take on what's going to happen, which has happened every year since the dawn of time? It snows in January and February. And I think a big part of this, if we are not ready to take it on this winter, then we need to be able to have a good relationship with state and federal DOT to make sure that our streets are plowed for our businesses and for our residents properly.
Well, and absolutely, and that's very important. I mean, you know, there's something to be said for, you know, being able to work remotely, but people do need to get out. What if you're plowed in and you need to go to the grocery store, or, you know, in situations now, what if you're snowed in,
or God forbid a hospital, or if there was a health emergency.
You know,
we were seeing that all throughout the inner city where we passed, where people couldn't get out of their houses to get medical treatment. And this is something that is unacceptable from a city level.
Absolutely. Well, and again, when you look at, you know, the leadership or lack thereof from this city hall, you know, if we go into another winter with these types of policies, heaven knows what's going to happen. So, you know, Corey, I'm glad you're taking the initiative there. So one other thing that I was kind of interested or curious about is, you know, fiscal management. And, you know, when you see some of the way money has been spent with this city, it does kind of raise some eyebrows. And I'm wondering, you know, what are your thoughts, or what can you do, or what can you lead the city on in terms of, you know, being fiscally responsible and making sure that we are minding our budgets, so to speak?
Well, I think, when it comes to a budget, there's no perfect budget. I know a lot of people would think that, hey, I can download a template and this is going to solve all my financial problems. But there's no perfect budget, because you have to be willing to navigate through circumstances. You got to be willing to kind of go with unexpected expenses. But I think the things that have to drive a budget are priorities. And whenever it comes to the priorities of the city, we're seeing a lot of funds that are going through nonprofits, NGOs, and organizations, community initiatives that seem to basically not do their job. So, for instance, we have an initiative called Act for Cincy. Act for Cincy this summer, their sole purpose was to deter crime. And it was $3.2 million that went to this program. Well, then we find out that a lot of it is based on just cleaning up the streets, painting doors, doing stuff that really isn't deterring crime. And then, as we see throughout the summer, the initiative didn't do its job.
Yeah.
We have $7.2 million that is going into Harrison Avenue for speed bumps. And the thing is that we talk about snowplow removal. These speed bumps ruin our trucks when it comes to the snowplow removal. And it's not doing a very good job when it comes to the structure of our vehicles as well. But imagine what $7.2 million would do for patrolling in that area. Imagine what $7.2 million, you know, we've done the math, and, you know, on a high level, every center lane mile of road to pave it brand new is $1 million.
Wow.
So when I see $1 million, I see it as a center lane mile of road. So there's an organization called POA, Preservation of Affordable Housing, that really has had not a good track record in treating their tenants right and spending money properly when it comes to taking care of their properties. Well, through the city manager's office, this organization just got granted $1 million. So this is what's happening, is that a lot of times they'll say, oh, we're putting money into these programs to help, whether it be housing or whether it be the infrastructure. But then when we see where the money's actually going, it's not actually going to the citizens of Cincinnati. And that's what would change with our budget, is just making sure that there's accountability for every organization that receives money from the city, accountability for every plan when it comes to fixing our roads, and even with our public safety. A lot of people will fight and say that, well, we're not defunding the police because 64% of our budget does go to public safety. But it's not just about putting it toward public safety, but what is categorized as public safety, a lot of these initiatives, a lot of these things that don't go toward a strong police force are being justified in the budget as such. And we're going to change those things to make sure that the money goes where it needs to go.
You know what? That is absolutely amazing, and that is outstanding. And I will admit, I'm not a big fan of those speed bumps. I mean, you know, as I travel through the city, I go to different parts. I mean, if you mentioned Harrison Avenue, I mean, have you been on Glenway Avenue or Warsaw Avenue? I mean, good Lord.
Glenway,
I mean, there's
Avenue,
one like
Sunset Avenue, a lot of the Hamilton Avenue, a lot of them. So when it comes to these speed bumps, it is shown statistically that these speed bumps do deter traffic violations or traffic deaths. But the reality of it is that that's because they're trying to not put the money into patrolling, into more police force.
Right.
And so it's a Band-Aid for a situation that was never meant to take place.
Well, and you're absolutely correct. And I'll even give you one more. I mean, if you go down Coleraine Hill or up Coleraine Hill, those speed bumps don't do a darn thing because I see people just blowing right through them left and right. Like they weren't even there. So it's like, well, what's the darn point of having those things if they're not doing what they're supposed to do? And you're right, that money could go to other initiatives, and I appreciate that. Well, listen, hey Corey, I know you've got to run. I hear the horns in the background, so I know you're a busy guy. But listen, I'm truly appreciative of you coming on my show. I'm also very appreciative of everything that you're doing. It was, you know, God puts people in your life for a reason, and there was a reason I met you a couple weeks ago, and I think this is part of it to help get you over the finish line here, because we so desperately need, as a city, someone that is willing to take these projects on and is willing to be accountable and to actually be a leader and not a political animal. So, Corey, thank you so very much. And Russ wants to say something.
Hey, Corey, Russ Neville here. Just want to throw our continued support behind you. Wish you well, man. Good luck come Tuesday.
And Russ, thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. Unlike the other side, I'm not entitled to any support, any words, or any interviews. So to all of you guys, thank you so much for your support. I'm just blown away by it. I'm very encouraged by what we're going to see on Tuesday.
So am I. So I'll be praying for you, my friend, and you take care, and have a safe weekend. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDGO, where the music is, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans or rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Coming to Cincinnati, Brian Culbertson. The genre-defying multi-instrumentalist and producer with over 40 Billboard number one singles brings his day trip tour to Taft Theater on Saturday, November 8th. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office. Brian Culbertson on the day trip tour. Live at Taft Theater.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
randomly, people will say, "You have a very pretty smile." People I don't even know. It's helped me to build my confidence in my smile. Not that I didn't lack the confidence before, but I didn't realize how much confidence I was lacking. When it comes to cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Peck is at the top of his class.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I am Bonnie Summey, and I love my new smile. I love it.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And that was really awesome to have mayoral candidate Corey Borman speak on my show for a little bit. And before we get to my next guest here, there is some great information out there that is, I think, would be very good for people to read if you have been following what's been happening with Chief Thigee. Rush, you want to tell us a little bit about what you got going on?
Yes, sir. There was an article placed on our Facebook page, I Stand With Police Chief Thigee, titled "The Boogeyman in Cincinnati's Justice System, Why Police Chief Thigee Was Really Removed." It looks lengthy, but it's a simple 5-minute read. It's predominantly bullet points. So if people would take the opportunity to take a look at that, and I think it may be educational, informational, or it may be information you already know, but it's very well laid out.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate people taking a look. Second, we'd really like to be the first, if not the first, close to the first. We're going to make a donation to your food pantry project.
Oh, bless you.
We'll get back with the family and everybody else involved and support of Chief Thigee. We'll put it together, and we'll get some things out to you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see, or my company Facebook page, which is Keller Williams Advisors Office, Cincy Office. There's pictures there. We've got boxes set up, it's shameful that the SNAP benefits ran out, and you know there are people out there that genuinely need them. Veterans, disabled people. It's a great program, and there are people that need it and deserve it. So I just thought it would be right to kind of do my best to help give back to those folks, you know, because, you know, we get the privilege of waking up every day. We get the privilege of going and doing a job and earning a living and taking care of our families, but a lot of people can't. So I think it's just very important to be able to give back to people that way. So Russ, thank you. Rick, thank you. So we do have another guest that is on hold, and I think this is going to be the kind of the linchpin of our show today, because you know this gentleman is when it comes to loving this city and is, I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, fed up with what's been happening. I can't think of a better person to be on city council to support soon to be Mayor Bowman and be the voice of common sense for this city the way he has been in the past. Mr. Christopher Smitherman, are you on with us this morning?
I am on, and I've been listening to your show, and I was so impressed with your interview with Corey Bowman, who's running for mayor, and you know the depth of the details that he was sharing. I'd like to pivot to 30,000 feet in the air.
Sure.
A little bit about this council. I'm very concerned about serious issues of corruption.
Mm.
And when you see a video withheld, like was released in the last 48 hours, showing the truth,
mm-hmm.
that was... the white citizens did not start that fight. You know, I hate to use racial terms, but I want your audience to understand, because that narrative was painted for the most of the summer and could have created some type of racial outburst in our downtown. Luckily, it didn't.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the mayor, the manager, members of council have been misleading the public about what really happened. And that is incredibly troubling to me. And, you know, we had a man arrested because of his race.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, that's not an exaggeration. When I say that, the public might not understand that members of council held a press conference this summer and said they wanted a white person arrested. Now, Steve, am I exaggerating when I say that?
Absolutely not, no. And, you know, Christopher, we're not that far removed from what happened in the early 2000s in this city, right? There's still people that remember what happened back then. So, you know, we cannot go back down that same road again.
No. And good people like you who own real estate are real estate professionals, and I thank the real estate community for their endorsement for my campaign, invest a lot of money and time in our city and our region. And these kinds of things really impact our ability to market our city and get people to come here, spend their money, buy properties, start businesses. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Is that correct, Steve?
Actually, that is correct. And you know, as a real estate agent, you know, I certainly, you know, well, because I mentioned it last week when you came on that, you know, clients are not willing to want to move into the city area simply because of what's been going on. So economically, it's affecting real estate. It's affecting the businesses because those properties are vacant and people aren't there and going to the restaurants, the bars, and, you know, and, you know, it's a ripple effect, right? So when people go to my website, SeanDennity.com, and they're looking for houses, you know, and they see the amount of property that's available, a lot of it is in the downtown area, but people just don't
yeah.
want to go there. And those properties are gorgeous. I mean, they're beautifully updated buildings with condos and homes and, you know, and but people are just right now afraid. And that is why, you know, we have to have all of this change. And, you know, when you mentioned the corruption part of it, you do realize, and I know you spoke to this, everybody that has seen that video that surfaced that does show the truth, you know, what does that say to some of the other leaders in this city? And you know, I'll let you speak to more about that.
Yeah, it says that for me, their motivation, now again, this is speculation to your listening audience, because I want to separate facts from my opinion. But we're in an election year, and just like I see them using Chief Fiji as a scapegoat, which is just speaking directly to that, this is an example of them trying to divide us racially, thinking that they've got to get African Americans to come out and vote for them. So let's paint this narrative that there's something horrible happening in the downtown where people are using the N-word. Mm-hmm. That they're punching you and hitting you if you come downtown based on your race, and this racial interaction happened, and that's not what happened at all. From what I saw in the video, people were standing around talking. A man came, an African-American man came from behind and punched the man in the back of his head. That was the beginning of that altercation.
Yep.
What we've seen in the national over the summer was the slap, the slap, the slap. That's what started it, and we now know that that's not true. The problem with this is, why didn't the mayor or the manager or any of the nine members of council, while before holding those press conferences, review the tape, ask the investigators, the Cincinnati Police Department, to review the tape prior to coming out and making all of those inflammatory statements, like, I've got one in the chamber, and you have 48 hours to arrest somebody white. So if that's the best that this nine have, and it's one of the reasons I got in this race and I'm asking people to vote for Smitherman for council, we're in serious trouble. There's some really good people that are running. Keating is running.
Yep.
Gooden is running. Matthews is running. Lakita Cole is running. I'm just giving some examples. Whether you're a Democrat, an independent like me, a Republican, there are lots of good people that are running that are currently not serving on council. And so I've been directing people to do two things. One, don't vote for nine people. Vote for three or four or five people. And really shield your votes from those who are currently serving. Meaning, identify other people and try to get them in these positions so that we can help turn the city around. As far as the mayor is concerned, he really is just absent. I've just seen a mayor who's into ribbon cutting or a mayor who's interested in going somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't think it's far-fetched, Steve, for me to say that if Kamala Harris had won the presidency, our mayor would be gone, that he was spending more time in D.C. hobnobbing, trying to position himself to be in that administration. And because her candidacy did not turn out as a win, it has him back in Cincinnati. And I just don't see somebody who really passionately wants to be just the mayor of the city of Cincinnati. And I think that's part of his problem.
And I can't agree with you more, Christopher, because, you know, if you think back to when this current mayor was, he got elected to, I think it was clerk of courts for Hamilton County. He wasn't even in the position, not even a year or two. And he tried to run for Congress, you know, House of Representatives, got destroyed in that election. And, you know, what happened next? Well, you know, what's the next best thing? Well, let me try and be mayor of Cincinnati. So, you know, you see the pattern. And if you want to be a political animal, that's great. You know, go for it. If that's your ultimate goal, you know, is to be in the House of Representatives or a senator from the state of wherever and get in front of cameras and be a national, you know, be a national face and line your pockets the way most politicians do. I apologize, but I went off on a little tangent there, but that's how I feel. I apologize. But, you know, again, go ahead and do that, but don't do it to spite the people of this city, because that is that is not what this, that's not what Cincinnati is about. And I've, you know, in my lifetime, having been in this city, you know, like I said, pretty much my entire life, I've never seen it this bad, and it definitely needs to change. And, you know, I'll say it again. And, you know, I love what you're doing, Christopher. And we do have to take a quick break, but we do have one more little segment. So if you can hang with us, that'd be great. So we'll be back. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Get ready to celebrate the birthday of the King of Rock and Roll. And you're all invited as WDJL Radio presents the Elvis Tribute Artist Spectacular. One night only, Saturday, January 10th at the Aronoff Center in Cincinnati. Starring Sean Clutch, Cody Ray Slaughter, Brian Pelton, and Moses Snow. With very special guest Ed Enoch and the Stamps Quartet. Tickets are on sale now, so come celebrate Elvis's birthday. Visit etaspectacular.com today.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/trust to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/trust for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/trust for up to 30% off. leaffilter.com/trust. See representative for warranty details.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
J. Ron's Mobile Motorworks is a new concept in car repair. J. Ron's Mobile Motorworks brings the tools, the know-how, and the experience to you, avoiding the hassle of towing, waiting rooms, rental cars, and stress. Whether you're stuck at home, work, or on the road, J. Ron's Mobile Motorworks provides honest diagnostics, upfront pricing, and repairs done right the first time. From routine maintenance to roadside repairs, J. Ron's Mobile Motorworks will keep you moving. Visit J-Ron's on Facebook or call 513-250-9052.
All right, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 1480 AM, 99.5 and 107.9 FM, and on iHeart. Again, the call-in line to speak with us today is 513-563-1480, and we are still here with my new friend and good friend, Mr. Christopher Smitherman, along with Russ and Rick Neville. We heard from Corey Bowman earlier today, so I guess we can call my show an election special. but I think it's very appropriate that, you know, we have these discussions. And Chris, are you ready? Go ahead.
What, Sean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thanks for letting me get away with calling you Steve.
Did you kind of catch me with
this is the campaign trail. I'm losing my voice and my mind at the same time, but you're so kind and I appreciate you letting me off the hook there.
Of course.
But Sean, let me share with you that the crime in our city is the number one issue. No
Amen.
Matter where we've campaigned, whatever door we've knocked on, the age of the person, the race of the person, it's all about crime. Mm-hmm. And the city hall, as you indicated at the beginning of the show, they really have taken their eyes off the ball here.
Yeah.
And allow these small things to turn into really big things. And by the way, I think that played into a part of the ambush that we saw happening in our downtown and the shootings that we saw off Fountain Square and then yep. on Fountain Square. And it's why our governor has been trying to offer help. And you've seen in a memo most recently released, which was another whistleblower piece, showing that Chief Fiji was trying to coordinate help and was absolutely shut down by the manager. This is very important. So you're seeing these memos now that are being leaked showing where our Chief Fiji, was trying to get help, trying to reach out to our county partners, and being shut down by the manager,
mm-hmm.
and most likely also shut down by the mayor. So you have to ask yourself, why would you reject the governor's help? Why would you reject the sheriff's help? Why would you reject anybody in our county who's saying that they want to help when the bloodshed is so high? The thing that you're saying is impacting us so greatly. And so what you're going to see me do if I'm elected on Tuesday
is go to
roll call votes, go to roll calls, reassure our cops that they have a voice now on council that supports them, do ride-alongs, show up at their graduations, and make sure that they understand when they have critical incidents that there's somebody there that has their back. Our officers need to be given the green light to do proactive policing, not respond to things, but walk up to a young person who's 13 or 14 down in our Dora or downtown on the banks at 2 o'clock in the morning and ask them, what the hell are you doing here, son? And right now they don't feel supported to ask that because you know that something bad could happen in that interaction.
Yep.
Meaning that young person could have a weapon. You got a young white male new police officer who's engaging this young African-American youth who might or might not have a firearm. It's a toxic situation, and that officer knows that if he has to take a life or there's an interaction that doesn't turn out perfectly, that there are people in this community that will try to destroy him, destroy his entire family. Right now, there's not a voice on council that says, not only do I want you to do proactive policing, but I also have your back. So
yeah.
That's a key point, and we need to make sure that we're electing people because the voting is happening now. People are listening to this interview, and they're going over to Norwood from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 today, and they're actually casting votes. I don't want them to vote for 9 people for city council because there aren't 9 people to vote for. You're trying to find a majority, of people that will do the things that I just articulated. Focus on the basics, our crime. Focus on getting our road repair together and back on track. What happened to the $1.6 billion? Bring transparency to that.
Amen.
And how are we going to spend those resources in order to make the lives of people in Cincinnati? Two more quick things. Make sure we're just getting our trash picked up and doing it. We have a dirty city. How do we get our city cleaned up so that when our guests come here, we look like the beautiful queen city that we are? And then making sure that our developers and our businesses, like Jeff Ruby, they understand that we're really open for business and that we're going to protect their guests that are coming here spending money from the moment they arrive to the time they sit down for dinner or the movies or go to the theater, all the way to the time that they get back to their car and they get home. If we can't provide that level of basic protection, our regional partners are not going to come in and spend their money and invest their dollars with us.
You know what? I couldn't agree with you more, Christopher. And, you know, when you think about some of the development that's actually going on in the city, you know, we've got a new hotel that's being built. We have a project for a hotel and apartment complex that's being built right off of TQL Stadium. All these things that are going on. And if people have that perception about our city that, you know, it's dirty, it's not safe, you could get mugged, you could get whatever, people aren't going to come here, and those projects are going to fail. And if that happens, you know, we've lost the city, and that, you know, we cannot do that. And, you know, the fact that you are absolutely correct. In fact, I've run into there's a couple of Cincinnati police officers that live near me in Anderson Township, and I run into them from time to time. And, you know, the overall feeling is, you know, when I just go up to them and say thank you for your service, you know, and they kind of give you that look like, oh my God, somebody actually appreciates me, you know. it's heartbreaking. But, you know, being a police officer is probably one of the hardest jobs you could ever do, you know. And Russ Neville is sitting right here next to me. I'm sure he would agree with me with that.
Absolutely. And when you can see a Neville family, and I know he's gonna talk, that has given us 242 years of their service, and I talked about this a week ago, and then all of the young people in their family that have another 50 years already in service as peace officers across our county and our city. That's 292 years. What in the world do you think, right, other officers are thinking right now when they're watching the city manager treat the police chief the way she is? Meaning, yeah. Forget about what the job you think she's doing. Meaning, she's never had anything bad in her record ever in 35 years. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the humanity of it. Mm. Meaning, somebody who gave us 35 years of their service, why would you call her back from a chief's conference in the middle of that, drag her back here like she's some nobody, and then tell the whole world that you're going to fire her instead of sitting down, having a conversation with her? If you want her to go, you want her to move on, there's a professional way to do it. The problem with this is the lack of humanity and professionalism. That's what makes this so bad. They did this to the fire chief. They've done it to the police chief. They've done it now. You don't even hear him. His name is Chief Sherman. They've done it to Chief Sherman. There is something broken in our administration where they believe that they can treat people the way they're treating them. Now, at the end of the day, this is going to cost us millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Yep.
Russ isn't going to say this, but I'll say it. You know, they're going to pay his sister a lot of money at the end of the day. They're going to pay the chief, the fire chief, a lot of money. Guess who pays the bill to your listening audience? We pay the bill, the taxpayer. It's not like the mayor and the manager and members of council are taking the money out of their pocket. We're going to have to issue some kind of judgment bond that we're paying interest on in order to pay out these kinds of payments to people that are just poor decisions. My point is, we're in the middle of an election. The jury is in the people. We've got a low voter turnout, which is scary to me. People listening, all of you are registered to vote because we're just coming out of a national election. Please show up and vote. Vote smart. Vote strategic. Let's do your duty and turn our city around. We can do it if if we stay away from the identity politics, don't worry about who's black or who's white, who's straight, who's not straight, what their political affiliation is. Let's just elect people that care deeply about the city of Cincinnati and are willing to come and give those treasures to us. If we don't do this, we're going to look like Detroit. We're going to look like Chicago before we can click our heels three times. And I'm not trying to be Dorothy. I'm not trying to be the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, or I'm not trying to be the Lion. And by the way, I would say this. This council acts like they don't have a brain, they don't have courage, and they don't have a heart most of the time. They are the trilogy, and they're down there pulling strings like they are the Wizard of Oz, and we all know that they're fakes and phonies. That's what's so serious about this election. I'm passionate about this interview because I give a crap about our city. We can't allow it to go down the tubes when people want to use us and manipulate us around identity politics. That's it for me. The election is today. The election is tomorrow. The election is Tuesday at 7:30. Please, let's elect different people down there and turn our city around.
Amen. No, you're good. You're good.
I would just like to add, vote Smitherman, vote Bowman, vote change. And on the topic of law enforcement, it's honorable. It's an admirable profession. Don't let what's happening here deter you from wanting to become a police officer or firefighter.
Amen. And you know what, Christopher, again, thank you so much for being on, and thank you for a wonderful show today.
Thank you for your graciousness on me getting your name correct. Love you, brother.
I'll see you Tuesday night,
Take
Bob.
Care. See you Tuesday. Take care. All right, Bob.
I love you, man. Okay. Well, listen, you've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDGO, where the music is. Have a great weekend. Get out and vote, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.